The dollar's been clobbered on foreign exchange markets in the last year. The value of the greenback's fallen sharply against the euro, and then the yen, and other currencies as well. American businesses are feeling the impact, but it's not all bad. Here to talk about how companies are handling the weak dollar is Kate O'Sullivan. She's a senior writer at CFO Magazine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Let's start by asking you, who's hurt by the weak dollar in American business?
The weak dollar has had a significant impact on companies' raw material costs. So if they are sourcing materials for their products from overseas, obviously they're able to buy less with their dollar. So that's had an impact. It's also hurt companies that manufacture elsewhere but sell into the United States. So, for example, in my reporting, I spoke with a Danish pharmaceutical company that does almost all of their manufacturing and R&D in Denmark, but they have a big market in the United States. So their margins have been impacted because their costs are in euros, but some of their revenues are in dollars.
The flip side of that is there are those businesses getting a boost. Give us an example of that.
For U.S. companies that are exporting products, it's been great. I spoke with one small company in South Carolina called Compact Power. They make tractors and small landscaping equipment, and they have actually been able to double their overseas sales in the past year because their products look cheap compared to local competitors.
You also write that the weak dollar is encouraging foreign companies to set up manufacturing bases here. As an example, the European aircraft maker Airbus is considering such a move, apparently. Who else is doing that or might do that?
A lot of the European manufacturers are talking about it. BMW has said that they're going to expand their U.S. production by about 70%. Volkswagen is looking at coming back to manufacturing in the United States. But they do stress that foreign exchange is not the only reason to make such a move. It's part of a strategy to be closer to their customer as well. But with the weak dollar, it looks a lot more attractive to set up manufacturing here than it did, say, 5 years ago.
Does the weak dollar also make outsourcing less attractive to American companies?
It does. I've been doing some reporting with some offshore companies. For example, Wipro, which is a large Indian business outsourcing provider. Now, with the dollar declining against the rupee and wage rates in India also appreciating, they're actually looking to expand their presence in the United States. So what could happen is you as a U.S. company could outsource your call center to an Indian company like Wipro, and they could in fact handle your calls at a call center in Ohio.
Finally, what does this all mean in the context of our slowing economy? The foreign investment, stronger exports, does that then in turn suggest that this could all help get the economy back to stronger growth?
I think it will help somewhat. You know, we're seeing corporate earnings boosted by this phenomenon. We're seeing exports boosted, possibly an employment boost if many manufacturers do decide to expand here, foreign manufacturers. So in fact, the weaker dollar will help balance a little bit of the economic weakness that we're seeing. But I'm not sure it'll be enough. We'll have to wait and see.
Kate O'Sullivan is a senior writer at CFO Magazine. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we look at foreign shoppers of a different kind, governments from Asia to the Middle East, snapping up chunks of U.S. commercial real estate while the dollar's down. You can also track the dollar's descent and how it affects shoppers, tourists, and even commuters by going to npr.org.